Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
And this is Senior Citizens Day, and we are honoring our seniors today. Those gray-headed, those who are God called on the battlefield, those who are even not saved yet, but we are praying salvation over the, you know, the gray-headed, the wise people, particularly those that are called to be righteous, you know, those who have wisdom, who have experience in this life, who've been living a long time. And we thank God that he is our creator, our father. And we know what? We have to reverence God. And we got to teach our children to reverence God. Reverence is indicative of deep respect. And
obedience,
to bow before him, to
treat
him with respect, to stand in awe of God, to have, you know, fear of God, a wonder of God. God is eternal. He is everlasting. Mm-hmm. He is
Amen.
And he has always been. So we thank him that he's our father. He's the father of the senior citizens. He's the father of the children, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, and cousins. Whether we acknowledge him or not, he is our father. He's the one who blew his very breath into us, and we became living souls. Thank God for blowing his breath in us. Thank God for who he is. Thank God that he's our creator, that he's our shepherd, the one who leads us in the path of righteousness, for his name's sake. So we thank the Lord this morning for
Amen.
What he's going to do on Bible
Amen.
Stories. So we say, Abba, Father, have your way this morning. Have your
Amen.
Way, Father. In the name of Jesus, we surrender all to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we
Amen.
Thank you for removing all false burdens placed on your people, placed on leaders and churches, and in the name of Jesus, we remove all heavy burdens on our lives by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing break the enemy's burden off of our neck, and let every yoke be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Remove our shoulders from the burden, O God. We cast our cares upon you, O Lord. We cast our burdens upon the Lord, and he sustains us. Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden and break the staff of the rod of the oppressor as in the day of Midian. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of sickness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Let every unequal yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. We destroy every yoke and burden of religion and legalism on our lives by religious leaders in the name of Jesus. Let every
Amen.
Burden stone be released from our lives in the name of Jesus. We take upon Amen. Our lives the yoke and burden of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's word is awesome.
Thank
so,
you.
Father,
thank
we thank you.
You
this morning that through Jesus, let us possess the gates of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We establish the gates of praise in our lives. Oh, God, I thank you for doing that for us. We release the battering ram against the gates of hell. The gates
mm-hmm.
of hell shall not prevail against us.
Amen.
Let the gates of our lives and cities be open to the King of Glory. Open to us the gates of righteousness, that we may enter in. Strengthen the bars of our gates, O God. Break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Open before us the gates, that we may go in and receive the treasure of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. We rebuke the enemy and the gates. Let all the gates of our lives be and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit. Let the valley gate be repaired. Let the gate of the fountains that represent the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God. Let the sheep gate represents the apostolic be repaired. Let the fish gate representing evangelism be repaired. Let the old gate representing the moves of the past be repaired. Let the dung gate representing deliverance be repaired. Let the water gate representing preaching and teaching be repaired. Let the east gate represents the glory be repaired. Let the waters through the utter gate into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, and past our neck. Make our gates of carbuncles. Our gates will be open continually to receive blessings.
Praise the Lord.
We come to the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city to the King of Glory. We rebuke all enemies that would stand at the gate and try to stop salvation from entering in. We pray for the solid gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their place. Let the gates of our city, of our lives, be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and wickedness in the name of Jesus. We pray for the gates of cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Lord, raise up Bethel churches, raise up Bethel schools that will be the gate of heaven. Lord, raise up the apostolic gate churches that will usher in the presence and the revelation into our region. And Lord, we thank you this morning for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. Father, you are an amazing God. We lift up each and every person on Bible Storyland this morning. And we thank you for grace and mercy upon our lives. And Father, we thank you for that healing that will take place this morning, even as we speak on Bible Storyland. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah, the great healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for being present with us. You said, where two or more gather together in your name, you will be in the midst. So we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus.
Well, we have with us this morning Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise this morning to honor God.
Okay.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Miss Carita.
Good morning.
Carita Art.
What are you going to sing? I mean, play?
How great thou art.
All right. Amen. Go ahead. God is a great God. He's a mighty king, and no God is greater than him. how great thou art doesn't even begin to touch the greatness that our God is. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's greater than we can even begin to imagine. Can you imagine a God who put the sun in the sky, who put the moon, the stars, and timed them to shine when they're supposed to? And he did all of those great things in 6 days. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome.
Amen.
In all his, he is most powerful. Well, as
Amen.
I said, today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are reverencing God. Psalms 111:9 says that he sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. God is to be loved, feared, reverenced, and obeyed. God is our creator, and guess what? He is the finisher of our faith. So we honor him this morning. He's a holy God. He's a mighty God. He is the God that loves you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. God loves you and you and you and you. Just in case you think I'm not talking about you, I am. He's the God that loves all of his children. He loves us very much. And he's no respecter of persons. You know, I always tease my friends, I always tell them, you know, they say, oh, God loves them. I say, yeah, but he loved me more. And sometimes they don't even get it. I say, yeah, you know, I'm his favorite daughter. He really loves me. And they go like, really? I say, yeah, he loves me more than he loves you. They don't get it. I start laughing. I say, you know he's not respect a person. He loves us all the same.
Amen.
Just to have fun. So I thank God. You know, I tell you, this is Senior Citizens Day. We're honoring the elderly, the hoary-headed people, the gray-headed people. 1 Timothy 5:1 says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as father, as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Now, you know, Leviticus 19:32 says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man. Fear thy God. I am the Lord. In times past, Moses wrote about honoring the elderly and fearing God. Now, there are ways that we can show disrespect. So Moses told the people and us, too, to respect, honor, and rise up. You know, to stand up in the presence of the elderly. You know, years ago when I was a child, I was taught wherever you go, when you go down the street, you say good morning, not just to the elderly, but to everybody. But you particularly honor the elderly people. You call them
Amen.
Mr. or Mrs. You ain't call them Mary and John or Sally and Susie or Timothy. You call them Mr. and Mrs. And you honor them as an older person. So we acknowledge them also by saying, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Children today say, yeah. You say, are you all right? Yeah. We got to train our children to respect the elderly, to respect those who are older, to respect their teachers. But most of all, that training begins at home, to respect their mothers and respect their fathers. And you know, we were trained to help the elderly when I was growing up, whether it was rake the leaves, clean the kitchen, go to the store, wash the dishes, whatever they needed. And we couldn't charge them. If they offered us money, we said, oh, no, thank you. We may have wanted the money, but our parents said, and don't you take the money, don't you charge them. So we weren't allowed to take money for helping. If the elderly corrected us, we would obey them. If they say, sit here, baby, or come go to the store for me, or whatever they asked, we would do it. Now, let me tell you, we had decent, good, abiding citizens in our neighborhood. They weren't trying to kill us. They weren't trying to kidnap us. They were good, law-abiding citizens. They didn't even have to show references that they were good people. We knew them. They knew us before we were born, most of them. They saw our mothers. They saw us in our mother's belly. And they took care of us. They did not harm us. They were even allowed to spank us if we were out of order. I'm talking about the senior citizens. Today, people don't want you touching their children. You say, y'all stop that fighting. No. People don't want you to stop. Just, you know, what are we supposed to do? Just let them kill each other? We need the old way. The old way works. I know they call it old-fashioned, old school, whatever they call it, it's okay. But the thing about it is the old school worked. You ain't hear about children every day, many of them, gangs, killing each other. No, children fought, but there was always an older person around on the corner when we came from school. Y'all going home. That's what they tell you. Go home. You know, I'm going to tell your mama. And guess what? We didn't have no phone. Before we got home, our parents knew what was going on. Come here. They tell you, come here. Miss So-and-so said you were out there doing this or you were doing that, or Mr. So-and-so stopped you off. And let me tell you, our parents believed them. We said, well, Mama, this, no, we don't want to hear it. Come on in here. And they would spank you. You better not fight. Even the teachers in the school, they heard a fight the next day, the belt coming out. They used rulers on the girls' hands. And they said, wait a minute, I heard about a fight. What happened? Oh, well, this happened, that happened. They listened to us. And you get a spanking. Both persons who are getting ready to fight got a spanking. They didn't care who started it. They did not want fighting. Killing? That was not even allowed when we were children growing up. Children didn't think about killing one another. They fight. Like cats and dogs sometimes. But thank God for the elderly. And we respected them. You know, there are two kinds of fear of God. And the main thing is when you reverence God and you fear God, you will reverence and fear. You will honor the elderly. There are two kinds of fear of God, the servile fear and the filial fear. Severe fear is that kind of fear, you know, like if you were in prison and you were in a torture chamber. You have that kind of fear for God. You know, the execution kind of fear, anxiety, and, you know, that kind that, you know, you say, oh, my God, you know, you stand in fear, that kind of fear, that somebody can kill you. And God can. He murdered many people coming up. He didn't put up with foolishness. So he wiped out a whole nation. When Sodom and Gomorrah was, you know, doing those evil, wicked things, he warned them. And Moses even pleaded for them. I mean, Abraham, I'm sorry. But they didn't listen. So he wiped them out. So we need that kind of fear. God can wipe out a whole city. Let me tell you something. Look, I was in Katrina. He wiped out a whole city. And thank God he spared our lives. Thank God for sparing our lives. Some things we think are just, you know, natural. But we better listen up, wake up, and hear what God is saying in this hour because he's speaking to people. Now, there's another kind of fear, you know, that kind of fear where we reverence God, where we reverence him as the one who created us. Hebrews 10:31 says, it is frightening to fall into the hands of a living God. As sinful people, God has every reason. We have every reason to fear God, to fear his judgment. It's a part of our motivation to be reconciled to God. You know, when his judgment come upon us, we be running into the presence of God. We may not even be praying. But I tell you what, when fear comes, you run. You say, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, remember, I'm human. We'll start then. So the filial fear refers to the fear we get as children for our fathers and mothers. You know, they say, okay, I've talked to you enough. I'm going to get the belt out. You know, that's not that killing kind of fear. That's just you better get in order. And that loving kind of fear. You know, there's usually a balance. You know, sometimes they... they say, okay, well, now, come on, let's talk. They'll talk to you. So, you know, sometimes we just listen. Remember, we have to honor, love, and obey God, respect him more than anyone or anything. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the people of Israel says, fear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and we shall love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Now, these are commanded to you this day and to be in your heart. Now, this wasn't just for them. This is for us today. So we got to continually reverence God, obey him. And God told us to have respect for the senior citizens as well. Well, as I said, this is Senior Citizens Day, and it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise him like never before. So we have people on the line with us that are going to be singing praises unto the Lord. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great, and it's so good to hear your voice.
It's even better to hear your voice. My God, we missed you these 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness, I had so many irons in the fire. Last Friday, I had a cataract removed from my right eye, and now I have 20/20 vision in that eye. I've worn glasses since I was in fifth grade, and when I get my left eye done, then I'm not going to have to wear glasses, so I won't know how to act.
I know that's right. But
I had that done on Friday, and then Saturday morning I had to go back for him to check the pressure in my eye, and I had 2 meetings on Saturday. We had a prayer breakfast at my church that was wonderful, and then we had a district meeting on last Saturday. So last Saturday was just covered up with everything, but I'm so glad to be here today.
We're so happy to have you back. We certainly missed you. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing The Blood, because the blood will never lose its power. It never loses its power. I've been sitting with my mom, and I enjoy that, just sitting and reminiscing about the things that we used to do. My mom and I spent so much time together. Oh, my goodness, and I am so thankful that he gave us the time that he did give us. My mom will be 90 years old on Tuesday. Tuesday is her 90th birthday. So I'm praising God and thanking him that she's still here. She's not doing so well, but God knows.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you and for your mom. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins, this precious woman. And Lord, you know you're stretching her, and you're stretching her, and you're stretching her to do so many things. But Lord, we pray a refreshing upon her as she has been stretched far beyond what she even probably anticipated. But Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are being with her as pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and as daughter, as wife, as mother. Oh, Father, you are just doing so many great things in her life. So, Father, I ask you to bless her, refresh her, and strengthen her in Jesus' name. Amen. And be with her mother, Mother Newsom, Lord. You know Mother Newsom? The woman has been on the battlefield for just about 90 years. So we're thanking you for abundant life for Mother Newsom. And, Father, we know that she's been on her bed of affliction. So we thank you for that healing. Healing, healing in your wings coming forth to Mother Newsom. And Father, send the word and heal her in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Today is my stepson's 41st birthday, and my husband's birthday is on the 7th. His birthday is on Thursday. He'll be 64, and my mother-in-law will be 87 on Saturday. So we just celebrate this whole week. We just thank God for their lives and for the kind of people that they are, because all of them are saved. All of them are Christians, and all of them are working on his battlefield. So I'm so thankful that I have Christian people around me, Christian people who have raised me, Christian people that I live with. I thank God for that. I thank him. I thank him. Okay, I'm going to sing The Blood. The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubt and calms my fear, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the heart. And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will
there's power in the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. We appreciate that. We
appreciate
you. God bless you and your family. The blood, the blood, the blood. There's power in the blood. Well, we have her cousin on here from Jacksonville, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. She probably got her phone on mute, but she's there. Hello, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
Hey, how are you, Jackie?
I'm doing fine this morning. I love hearing my cousin sing that song. I have Miss Carolyn here with me today, and we're gonna sing. She's gonna sing. What did she sing with me before? So we're gonna sing today. Hold on 1 second. Right here.
All right. Hey, Miss Carolyn, how are you?
Thank God for life. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're so happy you joined us today.
Thank you.
Okay. You ready, Miss Carolyn? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister G, for praying for my auntie and my family. My family members, I really appreciate that. And
pray for you too when y'all were traveling. So I thank God for you.
Thank you so much. And pray for Mr. Alex. I think you remember him. Oh, hold on 1 second. Pray for Mr. Alex. I think you know him. He's one of my men. He's in the hospital right now. There's a lot of our patients have passed on. A lot of people, a lot of our friends have. A lot of our friends have passed. Since we went home, two of our friends died. Two of my husband's friends died, one on Sunday and one on Monday. So he's been really down. And then when I came back, there was another little man in the building, Mr. Clark, had passed. I don't know if you knew him in the town now, but he worked in the shop with my husband before. So just pray for all the families that's going through a lot of grieving, or they are just going through whatever. Some of them, they understand that this is a part of life, but please just pray for them. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mr. G. Ready.
Now, pray for Mr. Who was sick?
Mr. Alex. He's in, you know, Mr. Alex, the tall man, LaVale Alexander.
Uh-uh.
Well, anyway, he was in your building. But anyway, you probably don't remember him just right off.
Yeah.
But you'll remember if you see him, but he's in the hospital, but he's getting better.
Okay, good.
We are ready.
All right.
If it has not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it has not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? I want to know, Lord, where would I be? You know he kept my enemies away.
Oh, yeah.
He brought the sunshine through a cloudy day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I had been better by the storm. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? I want to know, where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on our side? Tell me, where would I be? I want to know, where would I be? You know he kept my enemies away.
Mm-hmm.
He brought the sunshine through a cloudy day.
Oh, yes.
And he rocked me in the cradle of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
When he knew I had been battled by the storm. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be?
I don't know.
Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That was awesome. Thank you, Jackie and Miss Carolyn. If
Amen.
It had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me, where would we be? Oh, my God, I don't even want to think about it. But I thank God he's on our side. He's right there for us. He keeps us in the palm of his almighty hand. What a beautiful song. I love that song. There's power in the blood. The blood will never lose its power. And if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? No
Amen.
Telling. I don't even want to think about it. I thank God for his grace and mercy. Well, we have
Amen.
Karen Ischel, again from Houston, Texas. She's going to play another song of praise unto the Lord. What are you going to play, Karen?
There's power in the blood.
All right. There's power in the blood. Go ahead.
All right. We'll do that. Okay.
I got a God. So I'm blessed. And I love you, Sister D. And I thank you for texting me, because if you had not texted me, I wouldn't have had the number to call in this morning. Thank you so much.
I love you too, Bishop, and I thank God for you. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Bishop David Bryan, your servant. And, Lord, we thank you for this mighty man of God who's ministered to many people, oh God. And, Father, you know everything concerning Bishop David Bryan. You know what he's going through, because you are right there with him. You've never left him nor forsaken him. So, Father, we thank you that there's power in your blood. So we thank you, Lord God, that he's holding on to your unchanging hand. And, Lord, we ask you to bless him like never before. Bring him out of his bed of affliction, Lord God. And you know the desires of his heart, oh God. So, Father, we ask you to grant the desires of his heart according to your will and your plan. Strengthen him, comfort him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so we bless and honor you, and we thank you, Lord God, that you said, beloved above all, David Bryan, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we thank you, Father God, that you sent the word and healed him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have Dr. Starling's on. She's going to bring the message this morning, and we are ready.
Well, praise the Lord. I was prepared, excuse me, for 20 minutes, so I'm going to have to do a little speed dial on this, and I kept looking at the clock thinking maybe I better do it another time, because I wanted to have a real effect on what I'm going to say, and I needed the time for the foundation, to build a foundation for what I'm about to say.
No, ma'am, you got time. You have time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord. I thought it was over at 10 o'clock.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
You got plenty of time.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody, again. And I just want to give a shout-out to my family, the Hayes family, the Ricks family, the Faniel family, and the Reddish family. And as Sister G just said, I am a proud and happy great-grandmother of baby Noah Reddish. Was born yesterday, about 1:30. Praise the Lord. And I've tried to be at every birth, excuse me, of my children, and because God showed me and told me before they were born they were coming, so I was already prepared. However, we are talking about, excuse me, I'm so sorry, about seniors, and I have a totally different approach. So I'm hoping that all who's listening will hear and not get tuned out thinking that it's going in a different direction. Love is the creative force out of which God created the universe and all that is within. It is in that creative force out of which he created, then evolved creation and set it on a course toward. It is out of love that he gave everything that he created the freedom to be what it is, and being what it is justifies its existence, and therefore it is equal to everything else in creation. And what this is saying, just what it says, everything is created by God. Everything. There's nothing new under the sun, and no man, no woman can create something. They can make something out of what he's already created, but they can't make anything. So basically, I'm going to the origins and the original intent of God. He had something in mind when he created. He didn't just take a handful of dirt and ball it up and say, okay, well, whatever this will be, it can be what it want to be. He said it was man. He had a purpose for man. When he took the rib out of the woman, he had a purpose for the woman. He just didn't say, well, let me see what I can do. He had a purpose, and it was, and I enjoy calling it his original intent. Now, I'm going to quote a little something here, and this is the writers, not the scripture, but the writers that were saying basically what I just said. Genesis is the book of origins. It gives account of all creation. tell of the establishment of the family, the original of sin, the origin, I'm sorry, of sin, and the giving of divine revelation, the development of the race, and the inaugurations of God's plan of redemption through his chosen people. It represents eternal truths, resolves mysteries and puzzling situations in the light of God's will. Genesis takes us, the reader, to the moment when the omnipotent Creator spoke into being the matchless wonders of the sun, moon, stars, planets, galaxies, plants, and moving creatures, and one which he made in his image. And so when I was thinking about seniors, we take seniors, citizens, for granted, and they take themselves. The family, sometimes the families take them for granted. But God made this family situation. He decided there would be a mother and a grandmother and a great-grand. We didn't think that up. We would have never thought it up. So in his sight and in his presence, these things came about to distinguish order in the family. And getting some dictionary, it was just hard this morning trying to find definitions because the dictionary is changing, people. Even Webster's dictionary is changing because Webster's dictionary had the definition more and closer to the Bible. Well, they're changing. You need to get your dictionary. You need to read and understand that things are changing. So looking up the word mother, well, father first, because God made man first, it says father, a man who has begotten a child. Mother, the mother to bring forth child from the womb. Both of these positions was created by God, not man. Man would have made another handful of dirt, cut out another rib and whatever, but God had a better plan. So he takes a little bit of fluid from the man, puts it in a woman, and the woman grows a whole human being, not something, a whole human being. We make these little creatures that's running around and getting in a lot of mischief and whatnot. We make those from our bodies. And thank God for the plan, because the babies come here. If you take the baby and on the mother's side, they'll say, oh, he looks just like grandmother, uncle, somebody on her side. You take that same baby to the daddy's side, and they say, oh, he looks just like granddaddy, uncle. That baby looks like both families. Now, that's a mystery in itself. How could this be? Sometimes they might have more features of one side than the other, but as they grow, they change. So then after this process happens, grandparents come into effect. Because parents do not know and understand everything as they are having their families. So this is when grandparents are in effect and should be wide and broad because they should have had enough time to learn knowledge, wisdom, and experience to pass on to their children and their grandchildren. A lot of times the children don't want to listen to the grandmothers, but the children, the grandchildren will listen, and they will have the love and the honor that they are supposed to have for their grandparents. They are intended to have, the grandparents are intended to have an important and impressive result in their family life. So I wrote down a definition of great-grand, because the great-grands, more remote in a family by generation than a specific relative marked by enthusiasm. This position was created by God. All of these things, all of these titles for families was created by God. Grandparents are loving machines because they know God's original intent for the future generation, and they should not be sitting home waiting on a check, but out helping not only their families, but other families too. You know, when the mayor, and I can't remember which one started in Florida, when he came up with the senior citizens group, where he actually made them feel so important when he let them know their votes counted. He let them know that, and this was about his political career, but he still did it. He had banquets and still do, but that was passed on. Banquets and proms and all of these things to make the seniors feel special. They have built senior citizen places, communities where senior citizens can go and live in a little bit of peace, not as much as they should be because we know what's happening today, but still to feel the importance of how a family should make their own seniors feel in their families. So when she said seniors, and I am a great-grandmother, and I am tickled pink. I'm not just a grandmother saying, oh, well, yeah. I was at the hospital, and they said, my granddaughter was at the hospital. I took out of here like I was on fire. And the Holy Spirit said, don't you do that. You slow down. It started storming. A bus was in front of me. Another car was driving 10 miles an hour. All of those things was happening, and I slowed down and then got there, running all over the hospital, going in the wrong parking lot, all these things. But I meant to be there, and I held that little creature that God told me was coming. So grandparents got to seek God's face, not about the condemnation and how God is going to punish them, but how much he loves them. Why they are a family. Every grandparent should know that or understand it or try to get some understanding as to how important they are in the family. This is something we have to teach, that it's not all about punishing. It's about learning that God do love you in spite of yourself and that his blood covers you from your sins, not so you can go and sin, but if you do, he's there to cover you and to bring you back to his original intent, because his original intent was not for you to lose your mind and decide what you want to do with your life. His intent was for you to learn to listen to him and do what he has called you to do. That's when you receive the benefits and the love and all of these things that you're supposed to have from God. They are there. He's not blessing you today. He has blessed you before the foundation of the world. All he wants you to do is to receive it. It's just like you buy a gift for your child. And I don't know how they do things now, but it used to be a time we would buy Christmas gifts and we would have them. And when the child, when he would act up or cut up, you know, we'd sing a little song, you better not cry, you better not pout, you know, the Santa Claus song. But then in the end, we didn't want them to do those things. But in the end, we still gave them the gift. And this is the same way about God. He has gifts for us. They're not dependent on how silly you act. It's dependent on how much he loves all of us. And he's there waiting for you to receive all of these mighty blessings that he has for you. To receive them. I didn't say get them according to your good or your bad or your foolishness, but to receive what he has for you. And again, if you had a child and you said, okay, you go on First Street, there's a bicycle waiting for you, and the child said, you know, that sounds good, but I can get the bicycle on 12th Street. Well, he get 12th Street, the bicycle not there. Well, it's the same thing about God. He said, I have a blessing for you on First Street. So when you decide to do it your way, then the bicycle is not there. It's not because God didn't give it to you because you act up or you cut up or you committed sin. It's because you didn't follow what he told you to do. So this morning, talking about seniors, I want them to know how important it is. We even have the, you know, kind of a little different concept about how seniors look, you know, the little gray-haired people, you know, hopping on the walkers and all this stuff. Well, some of them don't have to be on there. when they realize who God is and what he's done for their lives. When they get up and start saying what God says about them, when I am weak, he is strong, you'll get up and start doing something different. If your grandchildren come over and say, listen, I want you to cook this for me or cook that for me, that grandparent is going to get up and do that and feel better all day because that she was needed or he was needed. Taking your children out on a fun date. It doesn't have to be all over the country, but go pick your grandchildren up and do something with them and see, won't you feel better? I have a little school, and I'm 75 years old, and I've been doing this a long time. I've been taking care of children really all of my life. But when my children come, sometimes I don't feel, you know, I don't feel good, I want to get up. But when I look at that clock, I'm up, and I go and pick my children up from the low-income apartments. These are the ones that people point at and say, oh, no, you don't want that one because that's a bad one. I want that one. I go get that one. And when I bring them to my home, we singing and dancing and doing all of these fun things, cooking. We do all of these fun things. But when I take them home and come back home, I turn into a real old lady. I'm saying that to make a point. Do something for the children. Do something extra special for them and see, won't you feel better? You will, because this is what God wants us to do. He don't want us sitting around, oh, pull me and running to the doctor every day. A lot of that stuff would stop if you would turn your attention to your grand or somebody else's children. These children I go and get, they don't belong to me. I feed them the best. And when I say I feed them the best, I feed these children the best. I don't care what somebody says, well, what do you do about the parents? Nothing. I don't get in their business. I don't try to say unless they come to me, because I want to, the child out. And I thought if I start criticizing them and telling them what they should be doing and not doing and all this stuff, then I'm not going to have that child because they'll pull their children away. So I do what I can for the children, and I guarantee you, you will feel better. You will spend much less time taking all that poison that they give you. They see you with the doctor when you come in there. He's looking at you like, okay, take this, take that, take this, take this, take this. My mother is 99 years old, and I have taken her to the doctor. And he sit down and say, well, what can I do to you today? She's telling him, well, I'm hurting here, hurting there, hurting everywhere. He's writing a prescription. He didn't even hear a word she said. And I had to take her one time and say, we want to know what this is for. We're not taking all this stuff. She's going to two or three doctors. They're giving her the same thing, you know. And my mother's in good health. My mother can really take care of herself, and she's 99 years old. But seniors plays a much more important part in our community than they believe, and they need to stop letting the devil push them to the back of the bus, because we don't have to sit back there anymore. There are things, many, many things, that as a senior citizen that you can do. And I say to my mother, how are you doing today? And she say, well, don't start that. Don't start that. Well, I still say my knee hurts. Well, that's okay. But what else not hurting you? Can you get up and put your clothes on? Then she gets started. Oh, yeah, I can take my bath. I put my clothes on. I can cook, and she can. You know, she can do all those things, but I won't let her start a conversation of, well, I'm hanging on. Hanging on to what? God is good to you, and God sure is good to me. Look at me. Look at your daughter. You know, I'm not singing them humdrum songs. I won't sing them. You know, I am full of the Spirit of God to bring joy and excitement to wherever I go, whatever I do. I'm presenting what God has given to me, and that's life and health and strength. I know there are some people that have some serious, some serious illnesses, but even in that, there's a glory unto God. There's a glory that says no matter what state I'm in, I'm going to praise God with all of my heart, soul, and mind, and I'm going to bless somebody. When they come in my hospital room, I'm going to bless somebody. I'm not going to lay there and whine the blues. I'm going to speak blessings on that person that God has allowed to come and minister to me. Because taking care of you, giving you a bath, wiping your nose, changing your diapers, whatever these nurses do, God has spoken to their heart and given them the love to do that for you. So do something for them and do something for somebody else. Love them with all your heart, soul, and mind, and minister the love of God, because he do love them and he do love you. Now, I hope what I had said today, because I did want you to listen, because it was a different perspective on seniors and what they should be doing instead of moaning and groaning. Get up and praise God for somebody. Get up, stand up, and say, not today. I'm not hanging on. I'm not making it. I'm blessed of a true and living God. And see your great grands. And see your grands and grands and grands. My mother is a five-time great grand. So that means honor and glory from God that he has spared your life to have wisdom to share. So I want to thank Sister G. I want to thank everybody for the songs and prayer and for the bishop that's in the hospital. Bishop, get up and speak to that foolishness and say, you a liar. God, say, I am every which way healed in Jesus' name. Call it what it is, a liar. It is just a lie. I'm just here because I need a little bit of help at this time. But God, you are greater than anything that's in this bed and in this hospital. Bless the people around you. Walk down the hall if you can and just speak to somebody and bless those hallways. Bless that hospital. That's why you're in there to bless, 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 bless. So I close with this in Jesus' name. This was my first time. I hope I have said something to inspire, influence, and encourage somebody in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Woo, my God. You could have kept going and kept going. We got plenty of time, but I thank God for the word. Dr. Stallings, that was, oh, my God. I know you inspired me, encouraged me. I thank God. His original intent, that was
yes,
the topic.
Ma'am.
His original
Amen.
Intent. And so I thank God
Amen.
For the message. And you know what? We thank God for little baby Noah, who came into this world yesterday. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
With a name like Noah, I know he's going to do great things. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
So we thank God for that message, his original
Amen.
Intent. And it was a power-packed message.
Amen.
It was a power. I mean, she covered everything. You know, if you're bored, I hear some senior citizens say, oh, I had to look at Love and Life today. Oh, I looked at whatever them things are they look at on TV. I don't know, but, you know, I'm telling you, I appreciate you, Dr. Stallings. When I, if you met her, you say 75, no, no, no. She looked nowhere near 75. And I went
Amen.
To her. I was blessed to go and visit. She allowed me to come visit with her and the children. Oh, my God, they just love her. And they sing and they pray and they're little doctors. They put on their little operating suits. They operate. They cook. She take them on field trips. She teaches them the ways of, the ways of God. And, you know, it's not just about the B-I-B-L-E. She teaches them how to survive in this world
Amen.
And that they are going to do great things. She said, you are somebody great. So
yes,
we will probably have president, House of Representatives, congresswomen or men, great
mm-hmm.
people, mayors of cities coming out of her school. And
Amen.
I thank God that God put that in her heart to bless
yes,
young
ma'am.
Men as well. And, you know, she
yes.
gave us so many things that we can do as grandparents. You don't have
Amen.
To sit in your rocker and watch TV all day. There are children
yes.
in your neighborhood where you can
Amen.
Go and you can say, you know, can I, you know, just be with your children for a little while? You could talk to the children. I see children
mm-hmm.
in the grocery store, babies and little ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like her. I love the babies. That's my favorite from birth to 8 years old are my very favorite age groups. Because you know what? They listen and they learn. They soak up like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so eager to learn. They haven't lost their zest for learning. So I thank God, you know, senior citizens, you know, she talked about the mayor and how the mayor started seniors doing things, going places, the senior ball. They have a fish fry, even senior buildings. I used to live in Cathedral Towers downtown where I met Jackie. Jackie came in there. She would take care. She has a ministry. She gets paid. It's her job to take care of senior citizens. But I thank God that she goes in there, and they love Jackie. I mean, the whole building want Jackie for their caregiver because she is full of love. She inspired them. She encouraged them. And you know what? She influenced them. She said, come on.
Amen.
We're going downtown. They're having a cookout down there by Hemet Park. Or you know, she says, she give them a birthday party, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she buys them gifts. I know she spend money out of her pocket for them.
Amen.
I thank God. Jackie's a young woman. I don't even know if she I don't even think she's 50 yet. But anyway, she's a young woman on the battlefield for the Lord. And she is working with the senior citizens, and they love her. They wait for her to come. They wait for her to encourage them. And I thank God
thank you,
for the word that Minister Stallings brought. Because she encourages, you know, she talked about what a grandmother is, what a grandfather is, and God's original intent was for us to help train the children. Listen, you know about Timothy's mother and his grandmother. They trained Timothy in the way he should go along with Apostle Paul. So we got to train. We see children today, tell them, baby, don't speak that. Baby, walk over here. You know, some of them, they love to walk in the traffic, but they didn't learn that on their own. They learned it from us.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be taught. And children were welcome. A little girl was walking down the street Thursday. I was taking my children on a field trip. And she was, I was at the corner, and I said, honey, she was just texting away. I said, did you see that behind you? She go like, what? I said, baby, cars are behind you. You got to stop that texting while you're walking in the street and pay attention to what's around you. And so she said, yes, ma'am. She listened. She shut the phone down. She walked across the street with her brother or somebody, some of the more children, and she stopped the texting. Now, there are children who listen and there are children who don't. But you know what? I am almost 69 years young. I never had a birth child, but I have plenty of spiritual children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. So I thank the Lord for the ones that he has placed in my life. You know, even when I was a child, my mother used to always say, whose baby you got on your hip now? Now, their feet be dragging to the ground almost. I have them on my little bitty hips. And I said, oh, this so-and-so. God put love in my heart for babies just like he did Dr. Stallings. And I thank God that he put that love in our heart. So, you know, over the years, people will call me, oh, I taught children. As a matter of fact, I saw one of my, yes, I'm sorry.
Sister
Did you call
G,
me?
I'll just say that there was a, well, he's a gentleman now, but he was a young man at the time. He was working at the, he had a position at Eartha Wight Nursing Home. And when he first went there, the people were just sitting there, you know, in wheelchairs, because if you're in one, you're just in one. And, you know, they had, you know, things going on. And he went in there in the name of Jesus and made those nurses and all put those people in wheelchairs and bring them to the auditorium and start teaching them about faith, raise your right hand, raise your left foot, praying for them to get out of those wheelchairs, started them to laugh and start telling them kind things from God. And getting those people up and moving, not only them, but staff too. So you are never in a position where you can't do something for somebody. Okay? So I want to mention that it doesn't matter. And I wish, well, I know they're not going to do it, but I wish to God that they would take those those soap operas off because there are old people that sit there. All that is pornography. It's pornography. Why would you want to see somebody licking and sucking all over somebody else and you 80 or 90 years old? That's just from the devil. Keeping them watching things that could be a blessing to their family. That's not a blessing. That's a curse from the pits of hell. But they could
Amen.
Be. TV is not a curse because they have so many things on there you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. But that's not, soap operas is not one. So I just want you to feel quiet. Quickly, rather, in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Well, that's Jackie in the background saying amen. She didn't know I put her off mute. But Jackie, she can tell you. She encouraged, Jackie encourages the older people. As a matter of fact, the lady that was speaking with me this morning, she encouraged that lady, Miss Carolyn, to sing with her. And I appreciate Jackie. She takes them out and she said, come on here. Y'all, come on. We're going here and we're going there. And she is involved with their families. And they all love Jackie. They all want Jackie for their caregiver. So I...
Thank God.
That's Jackie back there. Amen in you.
Go on, sister.
Thank God for you, Jackie.
Yes, Lordy. I'm so glad I'm able to do it.
Yeah, woo. I know it. I know it. Like,
to do it for
you know,
me.
Just like Dr. Starling's thing, it wasn't our idea. It was God's original intent for us to work
Amen.
With the seniors and help them and work with the children and to help them. That's his intent.
Yes.
I thank God. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We're going to keep going on this morning. We got more time. We got 48 more minutes. So I thank
God.
All
right.
Yeah, we got time. But you know what? I thank God for the senior citizens. And I know all senior citizens are not saved. So it looks like everybody on here is saved. But if there's anyone on here, I don't care what age you are, if you are not saved, press 1. And we have Minister Starlings and me, and I think Minister Donna hung up. But we can walk you through the plan of salvation. So we're going to wait for you to press 1 if you're not saved. So we want God wants everybody saved. He said at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling all men everywhere to repent. He wants He's giving you time. You know, God could have come back.
Lord.
He could have come back last year, the year before, but he's giving us time. He's merciful, and he's patiently waiting for all of us to be saved. He said, wait a minute, I got children down there. They're not even saved. They don't even call my name. So he's patiently waiting. He's calling you. You may not hear him, but if you shut down the soap opera, shut down the TV, sit in a quiet place, you hear him, because he's speaking
yes,
to
Lord.
All of us. He's speaking to all of us. Don't you think that just some people can hear the voice of God? No, he wants everybody to hear his voice.
Yes.
He's speaking loud and clear. So if you need salvation, all you got to do is say, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe that on the third day he raised up Jesus from the dead, and he lives forevermore. He sits on the right hand of the Father. That's all you have to do to be saved. And then you got to live fully after that, live righteous after that. And you know what? Some people are in a backslidden condition. They move backwards. They got mud. You know, mud. I've been there. Had mud slung all over me. Didn't even realize. Got mud everywhere. I'm talking about mud. Sin is mud. Sin, that kind of sin. You know, backslide. And well, Lord, I want to know what the world is like. No, that's garbage. Garbage in the world. When you get out there, it's like garbage poured on you from the garbage truck. You don't want that. Who needs to be saved and stay saved? God is calling people. He's not calling just old people. Have you noticed? Like Jackie said, she went to some, there were some funerals of her husband's family. He's not just calling old people. He's calling children, teenagers, young adults, mid-age. He's calling people. I went to a funeral a couple of weeks ago. Man was like in his 40s. not even 50. So we can't backslide. We got to all be saved. You know, even me, I'm guilty of sometimes I see people and I know they're not saved. And I need to speak to them. Listen, do you know Jesus? Sometimes I do. I stopped a young man going down the street the other day, 21, 22. My neighbor, I said, are you saved, baby? Do you know Jesus? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, what age? I said, did you rededicate your life to the Lord? So I prayed with him. He's about 21, 22, live in my neighborhood. We got to pray with him, talk to him. And if you're scared, bend the knee for him. If you're scared of them young people, bend the knee. They're not going to harm you. If you're led to go towards them, they will not harm you. They will bless you. And they'll allow you to tell them, baby, don't go that way. Don't do this, honey. Don't do that. Don't go that way. They'll allow you to tell them. So we got to move forward in God. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. It's prayer time. You need prayer, press one. Make your request known. We got Minister Starling. She's going to be praying with me for other people. So press one. Make your prayer. I got Donna Hawkins down here. Her mother, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, Macedonia Baptist Church, and the whole Hawkins family. Birthday month for them. I got Jackie down here. Mr. Alexander, senior citizens, Jackie's family. She got a husband and two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press one.
Sister G, I'm going to have to go. I didn't know it was going to last this long because I'm going to pick up some of my family. I want to say I love everybody that sang and spoke and on here that's praising and worshiping the Lord, and I hope to meet some of you sometime. And you all be blessed. I'm going to see about my baby.
All right. God bless you, and thank you so much. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Dr. Starlings, oh God. Pour back into her whatever she poured out, everything she poured out into us. And we bless you, oh Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Now bless little baby Noah. Oh God, I thank you. We claim him for your kingdom. I thank you for him growing up, being taught in the ways of God. And so bless her as she drives through the traffic. Keep her safe everywhere she go. We plead the blood of Jesus over her. No weapon formed against Dr. Starling nor her family shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Go with the love of Jesus. We love you.
Amen. Amen. I love you, and I'm going to check with you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Somebody press one here. That's Pastor Donna. Excuse me.
I'm still here, Minister G. I'm still here.
Okay.
So, Prophet Lawson.
I didn't see your number, yeah, but I see it now. When you press one, I saw it.
Yeah, I was here from the beginning. God bless you.
I'm sorry. Who's that?
This is Prophet Lawson. I was there. I was here from the beginning. I am the ram in the bush. When Dr. Starling left, I'm the ram in the bush. So there's nothing missing. All the amen.
Thank you, Minister John. I appreciate you. Yeah, you can help
amen.
Me pray for people. I appreciate you. I appreciate Minister John and his wife. They are my prayer partners, and I tell you what, they hold up my arms. I thank God for them. And, you know, Minister John is really a man of God who is he's a healthy man of God. He's on the path of righteousness, eating healthy. He told me about Dr. Sebi, so hopefully he's going to be on next week speaking, he and his wife, Minister Ernestine. You could tell us a little bit about Dr. Sebi and about eating healthy. Hallelujah. We
amen.
All want to be in good health. We got to do our part. So thank you, Minister John. All
amen.
Right. Anybody else? Press one. Need prayer today. Press one. All right. Won't hear you unless you press one.
Hey, Miss Sister G.
Yes.
How about some happy birthday music?
Whose birthday? Oh, Pastor Donna's family?
Yes.
All right, you could go ahead, play happy birthday her husband, her son, and some other family members. Go ahead. Karen, happy birthday to all those who have a birthday this month. We're going to have to start doing that, Karen, so you remind me. We'll sing happy birthday at the beginning of the month for everybody who has a birthday for this every month. Thank you so much. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to pray. Minister John, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family? Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, Macedonia Baptist Church, and however else the Lord leads you.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We know that we pray on an open and blessed heaven, and we know that when we pray, you always hear us. So, Father God, we come to you in one mind, one spirit, and one belief and one faith, thanking you for what you have done and what you continue to do through Pastor Donna Hawkins and Sister Carolyn and Dr. Starr and Minister G and Bishop Father. God, we pray that you continue to touch their lives in a special way and unique way. Everything that you have poured in them, Father God, we pray that it comes out expressing your love, because Dr. Starlin said that your love is a creative force. And God, we thank you for being the creator of all heaven and all earth. We thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth us all from all our sicknesses and the disease and illnesses and discomfort. We thank you for touching Bishop body right now from the inside out, Father God, every fiber of his being, that he is healed from the tip of his head to the sole of his feet. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for working a creative miracle in him even now, even the more that he should hold his head up high and walk expressing your love, because you said, for thou, O Lord, you are the lifter and the glory of our heads. So God, we thank you that you continue, Lord God, to bless Sister G, Minister G, Evangelist G, Prophet G, and every area of her life as she can continue to do your will, because you said, let it be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. And Father God, for Pastor Donna Hawkins, that as she plays the organ and the piano and the keyboard, that as she continues to be a maestro in your sight, and as she continues to send up the sweet smelling savor of music to your nostril, Father God, let it be the melodies from heaven when she continues to play, to be a blessing to your people and bring edification to your people as herself, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that is on this call, and all that who's listening in right now. We pray, Lord God, that you touch their lives, move upon them like never before by your spirit, Father God. Because we know that you made us the head and not the tail. You set us above and not beneath. You said that we should lend and not borrow. We lend each other a helping hand, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for that your will be done in all of us. And we thank you that you have given us a power in our tongue, because you said life and death is in the power of our tongue, that we call things to be not as though they were until they are. So we put our feet on the head of the enemy, that he will take no place in our lives, that we walk this thing out, just walk this faith out every day in our life, glorifying you and magnifying your son and horrifying Satan, Belial himself. God, we thank you. Now, God, everyone you have given a gift that you have called, let us walk it out, Father God, in the name of the Most High. Hallelujah. And in your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, our Mashiach. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we continually bless you and honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for your daughter, Jackie Travis. We thank you, Lord God, for healing Mr. Alexander, one of her patients who's on his bed of affliction. But, Lord, you are able to raise him up. We thank you for your will being done in his life, oh God. And, Father, we thank you for the senior citizens that Jackie take care of as she ministered to them, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue going throughout her hands as she touched them, oh God. We thank you for Jackie's husband and her two daughters. Bless them and her entire family, even those family members in Paducah, Kentucky, that are bless them as well, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Father, we thank you for Minister John Lawson, who prayed for all of us, oh God. We ask you to bless him like never before, bless his family, wife and children, extended family members, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that your joy is his strength in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we begin to close out, but not from your presence, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We honor you this morning. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Father, we lift up Miss Ludell this morning, who's 94-plus, who we missed this morning on the radio with us, but we pray all is well. And we thank you for her life and health and strength as she is a mighty, mighty woman of God, a senior citizen. Touch her and her family, oh God. Bless them like never before. And so, Father, we just thank you for a time of prayer. We thank you that you heard before we called. We honor you, and Lord, we lift up all those who were not on this morning, who normally come on, Stacy and her family, oh God, Evangelist Stacy Holman, her husband, her two daughters and their son, oh God. We ask you to bless them. Protect them, provide, meet every need. How we pray for David Emmanuel and his family, Lord, and other people who come on, oh God, that we're not on today. We ask you to bless them continually. Oh, walk with all of us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time. Look forward to hearing from you next week, April 9th, 2016. It will be Family Day. So, you know, we'll be honoring families, and we thank the Lord for what he's doing in our families. God loves each of us so much, and he knows everything concerning us, and everything that concerns us concerns him. He's a mighty God. He is the Almighty Father. So stay close to God. If you draw close to him, you know what he said. He's going to draw close to you. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Look forward to speaking to you all next week. Before I leave, is there anyone who wanted to say anything else? Anybody?
Minister G.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit works across the miles. Now, we do know that Minister John was thinking about Sister Karen Itell when he was talking about the music. But my minister
yes.
of music will not be in service tomorrow, so I am preaching and providing the music. So he prayed for me and didn't even realize that I needed prayer for tomorrow. And I do. I'm not concerned about it because the Lord gave me the talent, and I'm so glad that I can use it. But we are grateful for Sister Karen Itell. But the Holy Spirit revealed that unto him on today when he prayed for me about providing music. So I'm just thankful to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank you, Brother John. Thank you, Minister Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, that Holy Spirit is most powerful. He knows everything. Even if you get the name, he gets them. He's awesome. Anybody else? Anything else? All right. If you need to say something, press 1. We're about to close unless you have something you want to add. Oh, wait. Hold on. Somebody right here.
Hello.
I believe that's good friend Tricia. Hey, Trish.
Hey. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to say thank you so much for the Senior Citizens Day. I'm a senior citizen myself, and I don't have any children, but I thank Johnny Stallings, Pastor Dr. Stallings, for encouraging us all to say something to a child. I thank Sister G for encouraging us to say something to the children, say something to the young people. If the Lord leads you, if you're led by the Spirit, I like that, then that is your opportunity, that He's opened the gate and He's made a way for you to share something to a child. Thank you so much for today, Radio Senior Citizen Day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Latricia. That's my Latricia, my good friend. She's my prayer partner. She's been covering the line, prayer line for the children on Tuesday nights. Her and another sister, Vivian, they pray on Tuesday nights as I've been in school on Tuesday nights. So they are covering the prayer line, praying for the children diligently. I
it
looked on there and I said, oh,
blessing.
My, they went over praying tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. The Holy
blessing.
Spirit is leading them on how to pray for the children, not just in Jacksonville, but for the children in every city, every nation throughout the world. We're covering all the children. So I thank God for you all. Text me your children, your grandchildren's names, so we can put them on our prayer list and pray for them as well. So we thank God for each one of you. I love each one of you so much, but you already know God loves you more. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day today. Love you.
Love you.